Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We continue with our discussion of the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. After the Korban is shechted, the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and we discussed in the last FMM the fascinating way that that was accomplished, given the tremendous amount of Korbanos that are shechted in such a short time frame. And while that's happening, the animal is prepared to be brought as a Korban, and that process too, the flaying and the dismembering of the Korban Pesach is performed also in a unique way to accommodate the large number of korbanos again being brought that day. In order to understand how Erev Pesach is different, we have to take a quick look at how korbanos are usually prepared to be brought as a korban, and only then can we come back to the Korban Pesach and see how unique this special day is. With other korbanos, the animal is brought to the Azara and shechted, and the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and after that, after the blood is sprinkled, the animal is brought to an area just to the north of the Mizbeach called the Beit HaMitbachayim. We discussed this area when we discussed the Korban Tamid in the FMM number 12 about the Korban Tamid. Tevach means slaughtering, and the Beit HaMitbachayim is the slaughtering area, the shechting area, just to the north of the outer Mizbeach. I sent a diagram with this FMM to show where the Beit HaMitbachayim is and to help visualize today's FMM in general. The Beit HaMitbachayim is made up of two areas. One area has 24 rings in the ground, and that's where some animals are held during their Shechita, but I will jump the gun for a minute and say that that's not necessarily where the Korban Pesach is shechted, but we'll come back to that in a moment, Emir Tashem. In any case, the Beit HaMitbachayim has that place with rings, and it also has a second area with tables and posts with hooks where the animal is hung and then skinned and then dismembered on nearby tables. There are also hooks in the walls of the Azara, and if there are no other hooks available, the animals can be hung from there, from the hooks in the walls, and dismembered on them as well. And once that happens, the parts of the animals that must be brought on the Mizbeach are brought to the Mizbeach, and the parts of the animal that are to be eaten by the owners of the Korban or by the Kohanim are distributed then as well. That is what happens with most Korbanos, and in general, that's what happens with the Korban Pesach as well. However, as mentioned, there are some differences because of the number of people bringing their Korbanos today. As mentioned in the Pesach FMM number 4, everyone comes to the Beis HaMikdash and Erev Pesach, and they're broken into three large groupings called kitot. And everyone within each kat shechts their Korban Pesach anywhere in the Azara, not just to the north of the Mizbeach. And again, I sent a diagram to help illustrate where that is. And after the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, as we discussed in the last FMM, the next step, in theory, is to take the Korban Pesach to the tables and the hooks in the Beit HaMitbachayim, to flay it and to dismember it. And they can also take their animals and hook them on any of the hooks that are on the walls of the Azara, and that's exactly what people do. They use the hooks that are provided in the Beis HaMikdash. However, because there are so many people bringing their Korban Pesach at the same time, the Mishnah in the 5th parak of Maseches Pesachim says that if all of the hooks are taken, then thin, smooth rods are provided in the Azara, and two people face each other. One puts the rod on his shoulder, the other, facing him, places the rod on his shoulder as well, so they have this pole hanging between their two shoulders, and the Korban Pesach is suspended between them, hanging on the rod that is across their shoulders, and the animal can be flayed and dismembered as it hangs between them. It's incredible. It's an incredible sight that people will experience and have experienced on Erev Pesach. Each Korban Pesach hanging on hooks on tables in the Beit HaMitbachayim, or on hooks in the walls, or hanging from people's shoulders. And the animals are skinned. The limbs and organs that are going to be burned on the Mizbeach are taken out. They are called emurim. For any korban, including the Korban Pesach, any parts of the animal that are brought on the Mizbeach are called emurin. For the Korban Pesach and similar korbanos, that includes certain fats, it includes the kidneys, and if the Korban Pesach comes from a lamb, remember, as we mentioned in FMM number 4 about Pesach, a Korban Pesach can be a one-year-old male lamb, a young sheep, or a male goat. So if the Korban Pesach comes from a lamb, the emurin includes the tail as well, and other parts of the animal are emurin as well. In any case, the emurin are removed from the animal, they are washed, they are placed in a kli, in a utensil, and they are then salted thoroughly, and a kohen brings them to the mizbeach as a korban pesach. So we've learned about the shechting of the korban pesach, we learned about the bringing of the blood to the mizbeach, and today we learned about the preparing of the korban pesach and the bringing of the korban pesach to the mizbeach, and there is still much more to learn, and we will continue next time, God willing, with the continuation of what goes on with the Korban Pesach. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amit Hashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.